But it brings, who can bring about the Makab Tzadeya. Rosh Baruch tells Moshe, you should be Pasuk Aleph, Hal at Tzfardim. Please bring up the Tzfardim from Aleph Mitzrayim. Aaron did that, raised his hand, Tzfardim came up, and Chasid Eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk Gimel, Vayasu Chayim HaChatumim Bolatehem, the Chatumim followed suit. They also duplicated that which Aaron did the Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. They also, what's Tzfardim? Says the Sforno right in the beginning, Vayalos Tzfardim Pasuk Gimel, seems they couldn't, not clear what it means exactly, but they couldn't provide new ones or ones that gave birth or a new generation. There was a limitation on the amount of tzfarim which they could do. The Chatum could not duplicate that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Aaron HaKohen did. There was a difference. They couldn't bring ones that could give birth, that could reproduce. So Yikra Paro Moshe, Pasuk Dalet, so after Paro sees that, he sees this, what happened over here, that Aaron brought Tzfardim which can reproduce and which can move Tzfardim into the world. The Chatum couldn't do that. So Paro calls to Moshe and Aaron, Ayom Atiro Hashem, please install to Hashem for me. He shows some acquiescence, some subservience. He recognizes, go daven to Hashem, and Hashem should remove the Tzfardim. Mimenim umayami. Says the Sforno again, Hatira Hashem, kibazos shos libo, because now he saw something, he sees. He focuses his heart, and he sees, Yishon kuvas tokel yisborach al kuvas achatumim. He sees that, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's much more powerful than the Chatumim, because he saw that the Chatum only had X amount of koach with the Tzfardim, and Hashem could do much more. So there was a certain amount of convincing over there. And Paro was convinced, I see Hashem is much more powerful. I and my people can't compete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore he says, go daven to Hashem for me. Please, get rid of all these Tzfardim. Then the Paro goes through Pesukim, Vayom Rosh al Paro, Paro, Moshe to Paro, all right, please tell me, L'mosa atzer l'cha, when do you want me to daven for you? When should this take place? Says the Sforno again. When should I daven for you? Mantaki Rav Ahevda. Again, Moshe wants to show Paro the wide disparity of what the kochos of Paro with his Chatumar vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, when do you want me to do this? Tell me. Kamru Lamosai. He says, for when, and he explains, and I go into details, he explains in the rest of the Sforno that, you know, these two things, number one, he says, the Mosai, so it seems that the Chatum couldn't do that. They couldn't make these gulos, they couldn't predict, they couldn't tell you exactly, give it to me for 5 hours at 3 o'clock or a certain time, they can't do that. Once it's there till the end of the Gzeira, I guess, something like that, and they couldn't do that. So if Paro will tell Moshe, will tell him, listen, I want it till 3 o'clock, and Moshe can stop him at 3 o'clock, that's unbelievable. No one can do that. Chatum can't do that. And also, if Amr Rak Bayorti Sha'arna, to limit it, to get rid of it, but leave it in the yard, right, that he can't do. He can't do that. The Chatum could not do that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's reason for saying, give me a time, I'll tell you exactly, tell me when you want it to stop, and when that happens, it'll stop in the city at large, but it'll stick around in the Or. Right? That combination, those two things, Moshe was going to show Paro how you guys can't do it, you're not so powerful, because Moshe was in charge, so further concretized that which he had learned a couple of minutes ago, right? When he sees that he can't really say the same type of Chatumim. Go on, Pasuk Vav, Bayom Lamachar, okay, tomorrow, Bayom Kedvorcha, Goman Heita Kein Hashkein Kashem Alkein. There's nothing like a Kedvorcha. Pasuk Vav, and the throne again explains the same thing, Kein Kashem Alkein, the first wise line, Sh'ein Shem Koach Mechudash Shinui B'teva. Nobody can make a change. Kiem Ra'ezes Mankos only certain set times, but not the stopper once it's there. Yeah, Tradin the Obayor, Hoya Oz Shinu Mechudash, that was a whole new thing in the Or, the Teva Yor. Kosh can be Yos Osama Tradin the Shunim, the different type of Tradin we call Baal Chai. Vulasam the Mashim Aniyam Uchaya Oyam, Machnisim Venomotim, different aspects of the physicality of the Tradin was very different. Now Hashem will get rid of it. Just from you in the house, we'll keep it in the Or. Plus, if I have a Sarah Tzvardim, so the Tzvardim will leave. And again, he says the other ones will be left over, in Chobotecha, and there'll be a stench, the Avishu, Rafa Yotisha Arno, the Doros, the Yahu Alei Basha. This will be around forever. From now on, this new Bria of Tzvardeya, which never existed before, they'll be around in the Or. So again, he's concretizing and showing him again and again, like Baruch Hu's the only one who has such kochos. So in Pasuk Ches, Moshe cries to Hashem, says, please stop the tzvardim at a certain point. He requires special tefillah because only Hashem can do this, do half and half in the water, not in the community. That's Pasuk Yud Aleph. So again, so he took away the tzvardeya, he left them in the river, and they were piled up. There was tremendous stench. It was terrible. Tremendous havasha in the country of Mitzrayim. So now Paro sees, not such a big deal anymore. You know, we got rid of Tzvardeya. There's a lap. There's a reprieve. And therefore, it was hachbed esviba. There's the Sferno. He saw hoysa harvacha. It wasn't totally gone. Right? The evil, the decree of Tzvardeya was not totally gone. Right? The stench was still there, number one. The Nishra Tzvardim Beyar, and the Tzvardim remain, at least in the river. Hamazikim Sham Ad Hayom. They're still there, and they still do damage. The Tzvardim is still affecting, you know, people nowadays. So they're still left over. It wasn't totally gone. So you see, there's a Harbacha, after the Slibo. So he hardened his heart. Paro hardened his heart. Says the Sfarno. Why? It's Amis Al Tivo. He overcame his Teva. Sholiram and Atzvardim Al Isharim. He overcame his Teva not to be afraid of the ones that are left in the river. Logisko Roas Habasha, and to suffer the evil and the hardship of the stench. Kadesh Shalom Shmo Bekol Tel Yisporach. He had a tremendous problem over here, right? He was convinced a couple times already. First, he was convinced, you know, when Hashem first brought this Tzvardeya. He thought that his people could not do the same. So he goes and says, okay, I give up, you're right. Go ahead and daven for me, get rid of this Tzvardeya. Then Moshe does it. And Moshe goes ahead and does in a way numerous indications that, you know, listen, Hashem spoke so much more powerful than you are, right? Yeah. I think we have the Tzvardeya, not the whole thing, and they'll remain around, and at a certain time, all these different simanim. So Paro has a tremendous challenge. He has to amis aliba. He has to strengthen himself. He has to harden his heart against his teva, he says, right? Altivo. Amis altivo. Sholiram and atzvardim adesharim. He was petrified. The natural reaction would have been to be afraid of what's happening, because atzvardim is still there, and the reminder. There's two things still reminding me. I have to be concerned. Hashem's in charge. What am I going to do? Look, the atzvardim is still in the river. And the stench is still there, the after effects, I'm still suffering from it, but I don't care. I'm going to overcome that natural fear, that natural, those indications, those powerful indications, which he's seen throughout the process, and I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to fight against it. I'm not going to listen to Hashem. I'm going to be stubborn. I'm not going to let the people go. Says the Sfarno, and I think this is the key, Kedei Shol Shmo B'Kol Tel Yisborach. It sounds like, why is he doing this, Shabbos? It sounds like there's only one possible explanation, he says, as Swarna says. It's not because, you know, he's not convinced, etc. The tremendous osos, tremendous nisim, tremendous indicators, tremendous riots of proofs. And he's still suffering. His mom is still suffering. He's sitting there suffering. He's afraid. He's petrified because the Tzvardeya is still there. They might come at him. Who knows what they might do? They're still around, right? And there's things like, who knows what? I can't handle it, you know? I'm going to overcome that. I'm going to work on myself. I have a mush of the spiral seder. I'm going to go ahead and work on myself. I'll be able to withstand this onslaught and withstand the fear and withstand the simanim which I've been exposed to all this whole time now, which is convincing. He would be convinced.
There's one reason why he's not convinced. Intellectually he's convinced. Of course he's convinced. He sees all this. A couple of times, yes, but he's davening, he's convinced. But he pushes it out. He pushes it out of his mind. You know why? Because he doesn't want to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to listen. It's Masha, the Mashmo, sounds like Tamir Abosa. It's not because different Nagiyah, it's because this, it's because he doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want someone else controlling him. It's a defense mechanism. I can't. I don't want to listen. I don't want to give in. I'm just not going to give in. You know, I want to do what I want to do. I don't want him telling me how to run my life. I don't want to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They show Shmoa, the Koha Kel Yisbor. Well, this is a powerful message, I both say that. This is the Tev of the Mensch. And not just other people, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I would think, you know, if you tell me, if my Rebbe tells me to do something, I don't want to listen. He's another person in the world. Who is he? I know he's my Rebbe. He's bigger, smarter than me, whatever. That's Torah, but I don't want to listen so much. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't handle the Bori Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our creator and the one who's in charge of everything, and I'm convinced, you know. I can't handle if he tells me what to do. I can't cry uncle to him. Okay, so there's one individual in the world that you give in to. That's so schlecht. You can't have both ways. There's such a strong natural tev in the person that even confronted with all the indications and all the intellectual and physical proofs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much stronger than you are, and you're better listening. You're better, otherwise you'll suffer. You'll be afraid. There's so much to be afraid of. Doesn't make a difference. Paro felt, I can't, I just don't want to listen to the man. I don't want to listen to him. I don't want to say uncle to him. I don't want to give in. This is the power that we have to realize. This is the natural, the fear that a person has of both. That when a person does, I don't want to give in. I don't want to listen. I want to do my own thing. I don't want to listen to the psak. I don't want to ask the shaila. You know, it can manifest itself in various different ways. Either not listening after the fact, or not asking the shaila, or just, you know, not even thinking about the shaila. There's no shaila, nothing to clear about, because it comes from a very strong internal natural feeling that the lave has, that we human beings are made up of, that I don't want to listen to someone else. I don't want to have to be subservient and cry uncle or give in to someone else. I want to do what I want to do. That even against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavachomer both when it comes to other people, individuals, whether it's parents, whether it's Shabbayim, whether it's the Gedolim, you know, we have this Yetzer Hara within us. We don't have to deal with it, but it requires focus and special attention.